Grace, mercy, and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God our Father and in the confession of our Lord Jesus Christ. By the time he got around to saying what he says in this gospel, our Lord had already spoken a very long and important sermon. It was the night of his betrayal. He knew what was ahead in the next several hours, and indeed what his apostles and disciples must face until the end of the world. He spoke to them about where they would find comfort and the strength to carry on when everything would seem to be against them, even the church, even religion, God himself. And when it would seem that the way it really is exactly the opposite of everything that Jesus has said. All this would happen to them within the next 24 hours. And it would happen again and again in every generation until his coming again in glory. And so Jesus encourages them to ask God the Father to come to their aid, so that they may hold to the faith delivered to them from the fathers and brave the hardships, carry the crosses, and live faithful Christian lives. That speaks to our situation today as well. Luther likens the history of the Christian church to a pathway which has in it many deep puddles and holes full of mud, into any of which we may fall or in which we may easily become bogged down so that we cannot get ourselves out. Luther tells us he got this illustration from the prophet Habakkuk. You cannot handle it yourself, he says. You cannot deliver yourself from danger. You cannot lift yourself up out of the pit. You need God's help. And so you pray to God. You ask him to be with you, to give you the help you need. But that's not an easy thing to do. Indeed, there is nothing harder in all the world. All of us talk a good game. All of us, however, feel a little bit bad about what we call our prayer life. We try to be self-reliant. It's hard for us to confess our need. And the devil sees to it as well that there are many distractions. Again, Luther writes somewhere, the pastor finds that preaching gives him courage. He takes the word in his hands, he feasts upon the words, and he speaks them to his people with courage and boldness. But when he goes to pray, there are 100,000 distractions. So many things keep getting in the way. And now that you mention it, doesn't praying seem almost a little bit wimpy? More than one pastor has heard it said, well, you can stay there and pray until kingdom come, pastor. We're going to get some work done. If you do not know that already, you will soon find it to be true. But God has given you three things to guide you. He has given you his command and his promise, and he has given you the words of your Savior, who has taught you how to pray and what to ask. Our age, of course, is hung up with technology. We think that everything is a matter of having the right words or the right technique, even when it comes to praying. You know, right time, right place, most conducive circumstances, and so on. But it's really far different than that. You have a mouth, and God has an ear, and that is all that is needed. I remember years ago when elderly pastor reminding me once about how one of his parishioners, a recent convert, an elderly woman, was dying of cancer. She said, Pastor, I've not been at this very long, and I don't know how to pray very well. but I know who's listening. Pray without doubting that God hears you, that he will fulfill your prayer. Do not doubt that any more than you doubt his word or your baptism or your absolution or the Ten Commandments or the sacrament of the altar to which he calls you this morning. Do not doubt it any more than you doubt that you have been called to be a Christian. Actually, of course, we have many doubts, don't we? It's because we talk when we should be listening. We do not listen when he speaks. In the Lutheran Church, what he says about all these things is put before you constantly, as it is this morning in the words of consecration, sung with great joy over bread and wine. A constant reminder to us that everything depends on him. It is to this faith that you have been called. It is from this faith that the prayer of faith comes forth. Our calling upon him who has first spoken to us. In the name of Jesus. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting.